Hey guys, welcome to another exciting episode of May I Talk. My name is Mo and I am your host, and today I have all the ladies in the house. Aisha.
Hi.
Hi. Awesome.
Hello.
Hello. Nana.
Hi.
Hi. Yeah, Mazi.
Hi.
What's up?
Hi.
Oh my god.
No, so seriously. No, seriously. Kenny, hi. Ladies and gentlemen, she's not alright. Go, go, hi. It's not normal. We'll find out when we're having this conversation. And today we just want to talk about moving on from all shades of everything that we've probably experienced in life. But before then, let me ask you guys, how are you?
Fine. I'm good.
I'm incredible.
I'm cold.
Okay.
I just had Amala. I'm good.
I'm fine, but I'm cold. No chorus answer, please.
Okay, I'm loving this vibe tonight. This is dope. Okay, so you just had Amala.
Yes, I did.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
And that's supposed to be a very wonderful thing for me.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that sounds like a Nigerian thing. Amalalale. It's all right.
At least not regular rice.
You
rice,
look sleepy. Rice. Are you okay?
I'm
what
fine.
Are you moving on from?
No more sufficient
work. Sorry, can you speak?
No, you need to speak louder because I won't go to
so. So you guys can hear me.
No, we can't.
Oh my goodness.
Okay.
Anyway,
I'm moving on from negativity, low funds, because
what's up with you?
I said I'm moving on from low funds. Jeremy, you don't want to move on from that. I don't understand. Okay.
Anyway, before we even go into this whole movie on the movie on the edge of Torello, do you get Melinda Gates? Why did they divorce?
I don't get it.
I'm actually worried, yeah. I hope it's not because of the vaccine.
Ah, my friend has collected vaccine, yo.
Because
she's afraid
about something. So okay. What is that something? Mm-hmm. That I hope it is not because she found out that there is some kind of skeptical thing about the vaccine. I don't
know. I've collected vaccine.
The devil is a liar.
So, for you people
I understand
that have taken the vaccine, before you start, I didn't kill just come.
No, me, I even feel like, oh, gosh, I don't wake up one
morning.
Walking dead.
Yeah, I was supposed to before her.
So when you guys are worried,
I'm not really worried.
Did you take the vaccine?
No.
No, she didn't.
And she was the one that was shouting.
You get it?
Oh my god.
Looking back on the things I have done. Look, let me tell you something. I was about to take the vaccine. Seriously. And then, you know, sometimes you have to listen to what the spirit is saying.
Wow.
And the spirit said, let us move on.
Wait.
From the vaccine.
Child. Move on from the vaccine. So you are moving on from the vaccine.
But then,
can we get a round of applause?
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, that was so cute.
No,
all right. So, look, seriously. I'm going to take the vaccine. I will take the vaccine.
I will too.
Mokan drooking to be shocked, but none of you will turn to walk in there.
None of you will be shocked.
And maybe when you guys take your second dose.
I think after the second dose, you're not
after the second shot.
After the second, you're not what?
That it's not available for people to take the first. I mean, I don't know.
Hey, they bombed me for the wrong country. Wrong country.
Okay, which one do we take?
AstraZeneca or something.
So the other one that be available, something.
Pfizer.
No,
Moderna.
One,
no, Moderna is not.
That no one low budget one will be available.
Oh, J&J, Johnson and Johnson. Ha, I would rather the one come alive without the ugly. But really, I'm going to take the vaccine. I will take the vaccine. I'm not just mentally ready for the side effects. So when I'm mentally ready for it, I will take it.
No, side effects of gangster.
Very, yeah, that's what I heard. there.
What are they?
I was feverish for 3 days.
Jesus.
For my sister, I pushed off her menstrual cycle thing, and then she was shaking. Like, she was shaking, shivering like a mad person.
Like, that night, the day I took it, I didn't see. I couldn't see. Like, I was shaking. And I was peeing every hour.
So it's crazy. I'm not taking that shit.
Somebody get cold. It depends on
you. Nobody will pass now.
Really, like, 2-3 days to pass.
I didn't die. And I didn't have corona, and I was walking up and etas.
I was clubbing on
God is going to
no corona.
Yeah, I was going to Lagos Island.
I'm not taking shit.
Like,
the only thing that saved me was
there is Lonat words.
What are malaria going to do with virus? Lizzy, can't you see it? Nah.
For me, I don't know if I want to ginger, I guys go take the vaccine, but I gotta practice what I preach. So
good.
Yeah. I'm not preaching vaccine right now. Bill Gates and Melinda, I've been Mirina. Tom, I got it. So this is the reason why two of us are split. Remember, I see you. It's like my body has been doing very okay before then. So
and we now use masks.
Yes, and because all of you are vaccinated. Yes,
and
thank God.
You have a survivor chance. With the COVID,
whatever. I do. How? Because you were in doctor.
So you actually think that? I mean, you have a chance to survive now. So what's the whole point? It's not as if you're going to die when you get it or something.
Oh wow. The ones that are dead didn't think this way. Very circular.
I seriously don't know what happened with them.
Okay. All right.
But the thing is. Yeah, we are.
Yeah, we are now. No pandemic.
So
we are moving on from
COVID-19.
Are we moving on?
Yeah, we are moving.
We're moving on from COVID.
Yeah, we're moving on from COVID. And that's good that today we are talking about moving on. Adun.
Hi.
So tell me about the first time you actually moved on from something really hurtful.
Okay. I don't have to say what it is. Yes, I cannot say anything.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So, I realized that not moving on drains you. Actually, like it fucks your whole system. I'm sorry for the effort, but fucks your whole system. Don't look at me like
She said the effort again. It's okay.
So, if you want, no, don't do that. So it just drains you, and then you just decide, oh, okay, really, fuck it. Oh, the F word again.
You know, I need to change the circle, my friend. The F word. Okay.
I don't know, man. You just want to live a happy life. I'm a very happy person normally, so.
Oh, you are?
Yes, I am. You know that.
I don't.
Wow. I, Shanana.
I do.
God bless you, my baby.
Peter.
So, knowing that you're sitting down. Path and everything is exhausting, so really just free everything and move on. Really, it's not worth it. So,
Aisha, what do you understand by moving on? What's your own definition of moving on?
It's like the term states, it's just getting past something that maybe once had you down in some sort of way or once held you back in some sort of way. That's what moving on is.
Mm.
Right? Getting past it, going forward, moving forward, trying to find a way to, you know, not let that thing bring you
down.
Exactly.
Mm. Yeah. So, Nana, do you think moving on is the same thing as let it slide?
No.
It's not. Mm-hmm. So let it slide is totally different.
It's different.
I see.
Yes, it's
very
different.
What's your take on it? Do you think?
Me,
I feel like they're iguana buru.
Okay, so
they're like, okay,
for me, let's decide is, oh, okay, you know what? I might decide not to talk about this thing. Let's just go.
But is that you not? Are you not
moving on now? Is okay, let's have a discussion about it and get over the whole situation and, you know, let's move on past whatever has happened.
No, but you might not necessarily have a conversation about it. So moving on.
I get what you're saying, right? But when you let something slide, it doesn't necessarily mean that you have moved past it.
Yes,
it means that you have decided that I am not going to address the situation.
Okay.
maybe it's not worth my time. But moving on, you may not necessarily have to have a conversation about it. It's just you've told yourself, you know what, I am not going to feel this thing anymore. I am not going to remember it in a way that is going to bring me down anymore. I'm over this thing. You understand? But letting this, that doesn't mean that you moved past it. It just means you don't want to address it.
Like you just swept it under the rug.
Exactly.
So those things are still going to come back. Whether you're right, whether you're wrong, whether you got the justice that you want or not, but you decided that you're moving past the
institution. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So let me ask a general question, right? At let's say, for example, you are going through some issues in maybe your relationship, for example. At what point do you feel like you could say, you know what, I am moving on? Does it have to get to the point of breakup before you move on? Or could it be moving on while still in the relationship?
Oh, well, that's
okay.
It works for people differently, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah.
For me, my own moving on, I always move on before I break up.
Typical girl thing.
It's easier for me that way. So that's my own take on it. I don't know about anybody else.
For me, I feel like it's more about energy. Like, we all have this strength to be in a relationship. Like, there are some things that happens that keeps draining you, that keeps taking from you. Like, it will just get to a point where, like, you don't have the strength to even fight on. Like, you've given up. Like, there is no more energy to fight for that relationship. I think that's at that point you realize that, you know what, I'm just done.
Yeah.
Like,
okay, let me ask you guys another question. Like, you know how a man will impregnate a girl and the whole family will come and say, you know, it's your girl, take her, you know, yes, you know. Do you think you can actually move on from that marriage if you want to?
Okay, wait, let me get this. You're married, and then
your husband impregnates someone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So do you think you can actually, despite, let's say, family meeting, they're begging you, they're kinnikin and all of those kinnikins, would you want to move on, or how would you move on? Would you move on as pakwe? Well, or would you move on as pakwe? Man, I'm done.
I'm done for me.
I think everybody has
a deal breaker.
My deal breaker might not be your deal breaker.
Yeah.
So if for me, might not even be pregnancy. Cheating alone for me might be a deal breaker. I'm just saying.
Okay.
So if cheating alone is a deal breaker for me, man, you can't bring Goni to come and meet me. I was like, it's not possible. Yeah. I'm moving
past. Is cheating a deal breaker for you?
It could be.
Yeah, levels of cheating.
I feel like first time you cheat, it could be a mistake. Okay, yes, let's accept. Mistake, no, fuck up.
To learn from me,
you
know? That's cute.
But then, I feel like the second time, third time, I feel like it's intentional. You can't tell me.
Yeah.
Cheating. Guy, I'm going to cheat, you know. So.
That's a period.
Oh, yeah, we can all test. Now, okay, let me move into just a little bit. Let me dig into our parents, little bit. Every time I hear, and deal with your father, I share couldn't come with your mother. We are shaking from the start. There was no money at the beginning. Cannot come, and that's the money, you know. So, for our parent now, you hear people divorce 20 years later, 30 years later.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Joe, why are they moving on? Kill a wolf for 30 years.
I think for them, their generation, they know how to endure.
Ah!
Yeah. They endure a lot of bullshit. Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
They do.
Things in their time were slightly different from now. Yeah. You understand? The way our eyes are open now.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot more access to information. Not just information. We also have a lot more access to people than they did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You get? A lot of them thought that it was a do or die affair. Some of them that did not think it was a do or die affair thought,
actually,
I shall have kids.
Let me just wait first.
Let this child grow up. Then I'll go. But these days, a lot of us are feeling like, the kid is 6 months. 6 months, not me.
Oh, why?
You cannot do this to me because I'm not about to die here. just because of a 6-month-old child. I will carry my child and take care of my child because I probably can't do
that. That co-parenting stuff.
I think.
I think back in the day, it was like a shameful thing to leave your matrimonial home and go back to your parents' house. To the extent that even your own parents, your own family, at that time, they'll be like, oh, lewa dale moshu, sile me. You have to go back to your
house. You want to say crazy? What Yoruba is that? What is lewa dale moshu?
You can't come and whatever.
You can't come and start like
you can't come and sleep in my house. You have to go back to your husband's house. No matter, they don't even, at that point, they don't even want to know whatever you're going through. Yeah. But that shameful thing that in the society that, she left her husband's house, come and live with her parents. So,
and it wasn't just shameful for the person that left, it was also shameful for the parents. There's something
I read about.
They say, oh, you didn't raise her well, or something.
Yeah. I know some cultures that they say a female can't have her first period or whatever. In appearance as a
beginning.
You can't be Yoruba.
So nowadays, when 9-year-old kids have periods,
I read it.
It's a very messed up situation. Yeah. And I think about it, all of these rules and these whatever that people lay down, why are they always so specific to women? What did they ever do to you? Why can't you tell me? Oh, the guy's first wear dream should not be under his father's roof.
Okay,
let's go there.
Yeah.
Point taken, madam. She spoke it.
Today, so our culture naturally is mostly against women.
It is still against women.
Things are changing every day.
Okay, so let's talk about our first heartbreak. I mean, everyone has actually experienced. Nana, you cannot be stoned. You've experienced heartbreak. I want to start with Auntie Yemisi Lizzie, aka Bama Joes. Your first heartbreak. How did you move on? What did you feel? What was in your head throughout?
My first heartbreak.
Mm-hmm.
Was a lot of shit. I was not wise then.
Cause of Mallory. Or Denye.
No, she was naive.
I was all bent on this. My first love. Yeah. Took my virginity. All the shit. Like I will end up with that kind of guy. That mentality then. But at one point, I just sat down. Okay, when you started calling ladies in front of me, I'd be like, you, we don't see it. Boyfriend, they being far away, she got pussy.
Wow.
I sat down. His friend was there. I was just crying.
Wow.
I don't know. A wake-up call just came like, what the fuck are you doing?
I needed to receive that call.
He's not giving you money. So why are you bent on? Because it took my virginity. I was end up with him. I just looked at him. I just smiled. I was not confrontational because I don't like to confront people.
Just moved on like
that.
We
never broke up.
You know,
she just got the call.
That whole thing has always been a very funny concept to me. And then I have a theory about it. You see this whole thing that they say, oh, the person that took your virginity, you feel attached to the person. I'm sorry, I'm going to say one thing. I do not agree with that ideology. You know what I agree with? I agree with the fact that people have put that in people's heads. Because I promise you, somebody can take your virginity, and if you don't want to be attached to the person, you will not be attached.
True.
But people put in your head that, oh, women are mostly attached to the person that took their virginity. So they take yours and you're like, oh yeah, it's true, I feel the attachment. Oh, Benny, it's because somebody told you.
Yeah.
I do not agree. Like, some people feel that way, I get it, but it's not a general thing.
It came with the story
that... It is not a general
thing. I think it came with the story that he's supposed to be the one to marry me in their culture. I'm like, which culture? Say, I forgot some barbaric thing that I said is going to happen. I said, let it happen first. Then we'll get past it. Yeah. Just because he wants to get back with me. Like, I'm like, no.
So was that your first heartbreak?
No, that wasn't.
So what was your first heartbreak? And how did you move on?
My first heartbreak, probably I'm a serial dater. If you don't do well, we move on. It's like, so that was when, I think,
GS class.
Yeah. It's not dating very early. Okay. I was naive. I think the boy started talking to another girl, but it wasn't like
type of love.
Yeah, all those small children's love, but then so still at heartbreak now, heartbreak.
Yeah. So did you cry?
No, I didn't cry. I just saw it as stupid, like you just stopped talking to me because of, we can even be friends. I don't know. Since when I was small, I had that grown up mentality. So I'm like, okay, no problem. Me too, I started talking to the nearest fine boy to him.
Okay,
but
so
yeah, I had some heartbreaks and then you cry about it. That was normal.
Okay, so Odun, our first heartbreak.
Okay, so I don't want it to sound somehow, but I swear, I'm swearing, but then I really don't think I've really had a heartbreak. I'm sorry. I'm that kind of person that I move on fast. Like, I don't even slow down. I'm already I'm ready to move on even before you tell me, oh, babe, I want to break your heart. You can't break my heart like that. I'm sorry. I'm just...
Wow. When God was crazy.
I'm not a living stone. Even if I start thinking about it, I tell myself, sure, no, man. Like, all this stuff, I'm using my...
Wow. Odo has been deep for a minute. Okay, Mosu.
This thing is going to sound so mal. But for me, I've always been... All my relationships, I've always been the one to do the breakup. So okay. I've never actually been in a relationship where the guy like comes to me and be like, hey, I'm no longer interested or something. And I feel like even though a lot of
things heartbreak does not necessarily mean
coming to. Like a lot of things might have happened in the relationship that might have like broken my heart for me to come to a conclusion that I'm no longer interested in the relationship. But before I now finally say okay, I'm moving on totally, I'm already healed, like ready to move on. So I'm not sure I've actually experienced that heartbreak that I'll be like, oh, it's the end of the world for me. Can it come? I'm the one that will break up with you.
Aisha, your first heartbreak.
First things first, 2 days to drink soda on your podcast. Drink I opened the soda and now looking at me funny.
Drink it.
I'm drinking soda.
Drink it. That's why you're fat. Drink it.
Body shame.
On your podcast.
I don't accept that.
She's not fat. Jare, you should tell the truth. She's a paro. You are lying. I beg you.
So my first heartbreak. I'm not sure.
But, hey, how can you not be sure?
There was one I was thinking of, but it wasn't even a heartbreak.
Okay.
Yeah. So I think my first heartbreak, he dragged the relationship longer than he was meant to. I wronged him, and I accepted that I wronged him. I was young, I was stupid and naive, and me, I suck at lying. So it's either I don't do the thing that I'll have to lie about, or I do it and I just tell on myself. I own up to it almost immediately. But you know, he dragged the relationship for so long just to torture me. And then at the end, he now told me that he dragged the relationship for so long.
Shit.
Oh, crazy. Like, yeah.
Oh, shit. Yeah. And you man did on psychopaths, girl.
Drag the relationship that long.
Well,
So it was a very... I want to say it was an eye-opening experience, but I've been stupid after that time. It was not that eye-opening, let's not lie.
Oh my gosh.
But it was very intense. It had me down for the longest time. Because it wasn't just because we broke up. That wasn't the thing that had me down. It was that I was so stupid. I allowed somebody to drag me. And I saw it though. But you know when you just want to believe.
Yeah.
It's that was what happened. So it really got to me. It really got me down. And I just told myself, you know what, next time, if I do some shit to you in a relationship and it's so heavy that I feel like it could be a deal breaker, let's not bother. I will end it for you. Just because I like you. Let me end it for you. Because holy shit, ref me, mama. Let me not say.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Drink that ginger ale, baby. Calm down. okay. Our next break story, right? If we look at the Book of Hearts, yeah. Breaking wild in every corner of it for me.
I know.
I'm not usually soft. I don't know. I don't easily like someone when I start dating. Like the first 3 months, 4 months, we confirm she will stand out. You know. But then when I start to like you, I like you deep. I like you too deep. And then to get out of it is like, you know, kind of hard. I feel like my very first heartbreak, I didn't like the guy at all. I didn't like him at all. And I took him for granted because he kind of had Ronaldo tits. And I was always, you know, coming. I said that footballer.
I want people to understand what you're trying
to say. Yes, that footballer that, you know, decided to go and.
One of the Ronaldo,
Brazil, if I'm correct. And I feel like I was always very ashamed, you know, to be around him. But then inside the house, I'd be teaching me piano lessons. Mommy, I was just, you know, enjoying the vibe. But I never hugged him. I never, you know, kissed him or anything. So I just told him, you know what? I don't want to date you. I'm done, you know. Childish shit. I let it go. All of a sudden, I realized I actually really like this guy.
Wow.
You know, he now became, yeah, I don't know how love plays though, but you know that person you actually did not give, and now started liking him. I thought this guy has come to my house to beg. You come from my door. My brother will say, go back. My dad will soon be back. Can you come? Anyway, hi, Richard Johnson. I'm sorry. He has moved on with his life. And then he moved on. And moving on was even harder because now realizing you start liking this person doesn't want you anymore, is actually really, really heartbreaking.
Yeah.
So, then also, we have to look into grief. Have anyone ever lost someone before? Yeah. Have you? None.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So moving on from grief is very hard. Like,
very.
Ha. Omo, that thing is hard, you. I have to be very, very honest because it's very, very traumatic, you know. I think the first time I actually ever tried to move on from losing someone was when one bastard guy did a lie to me that he died. Not like he lied to me, Sha.
What? He lied.
Oh yeah, my let's say my first love, Ngayen. You know, his mother say, he went to school. They did just crisis, yo, and the guy, Ekpeme, he died. And several years later, like 7-8 years later, NYC, his mom randomly called my mom, said she wanted to apologize, blah blah blah, that he actually did not die.
Sorry to say, whoever the mother is, I don't know if she's childish.
Oh yeah.
What was
too much.
What was the reason?
I don't know.
Just to break up.
Yeah, because she claimed that the pastor said we are not meant to be together. So when she gave me that phone call one afternoon during NYC camp, Shagam Ogun State, and she finished talking, I said, "Is that all? Thank you. Cut it, block it, move on, go to the field, play volleyball, move on with my life." Because I already cried for the dead 7-8 years ago. Now coming to telling me.
Did you go to the burial?
He died in Jos, you know. It was very crazy. Oh, see me begging. They ruined my Christmas. That's why I hated Christmas for a very long time. That NYC time was the first time I actually celebrated Christmas. Like, most celebrate Christmas. You know, I hated Christmas because I got the news December 25th.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and I remember that night, oh my god, I cried. My mom was just holding me. Oh, sorry. I did not come out of my room for 2 weeks. I was crying back to back. You know? So you see things like that, like really deep. So moving on from such shit.
Let's talk about moving on from one relationship to another. How do you people do it? How do people move on from one relationship to another? Although I'm asking you.
I always tell myself that nothing in life is permanent.
I'm sorry. This girl is too hardcore.
I'm like, sometimes I feel bad that I'm like this sometimes. But then nothing is permanent. Like, friendship, sometimes I'm sorry. Friendship, nothing is permanent. Even if not says to be permanent, then you know that, okay, I'm at peace, permanent. But then lower your expectation so that if something good happens, you'll be happy. That, oh, what is Shelley? So even if they say, oh, you're getting married next, tell yourself, you know, I'm not getting married. No, sorry, that is bad, actually. Don't do that. I'm not trying to make an example. Like, just don't overthink it.
So
whatever happens. Sure. And you're not, okay, nobody's going to die in terms of, but then I always say, it's my Kujo Monday, Kuni Kujo Wednesday, you know? So. Yes, I wanted to cry, but tears couldn't come because, okay, what's the law? So what's next? Let's move on. I'm sorry, but I press some. Ah, I'm sorry, everybody. I don't know what to say.
Okay, so yeah, Missy, let's say for example, you ended the relationship in January, between the space of January to December. What's your own timeline? Like, do you have a rule? By December, I want to date someone else. So how do you move on in January? You know, all of those things. How do you move on?
For me, it's just going with the flow. If I should see somebody that can sweep me on my feet, I'll...
Oh, shake, by
the way. She didn't have
time. You don't have time. But most of my relationships that I move on from, it takes me like a year or more.
Are you more?
I just feel like every guy, you're just a fuck boy. That's what
I mean. No, I don't think she's saying that moving on takes her a year.
Okay,
I think she means that it takes her like a year
to date someone.
No, but when you break up with someone, how long does it take you to move on?
Man, I move on very easily.
Like easy. 2 weeks, 1 week, one like, day.
When I'm done, no guy has ever broken up with me. We just stop talking.
In fact,
we don't even say, okay, I'm done, it's over. I would have read that sign already.
Just let's not talk.
We'll not just call each other and it will be like that.
So you guys, you don't believe in closure?
Come on!
I only
came
to Nigeria.
Sorry,
I'm
like a month's time. If you're now noticing that, this girl has changed you, I'll be like, hey, what's up? I'll talk to you normally. There's no us.
I just feel like certain things are very convenient myths.
You know,
e.g., closure. Look, I believed a lot in closure once upon a time. I'm not going to lie, but it is a very convenient myth. Because whether that person, whether I get closure from that person or not, you will move on if you want.
Will not die.
I believe that very much. Not everybody gets closure, but somehow some people they marry. They get closure from all their exes.
Abby?
It's a convenient myth, Abby.
I've never gotten closure from anybody. I don't care. You are not just good for me. Bye.
And then the whole length of time, like how long does it take for you to move on? Me, I'll say it depends on the relationship. And of course, depends on who you are. I've been in some relationships where, after it ended, and maybe because I was the one that ended it, I moved on like this. Some 3 days, some 1 week. And then there were some that it took like 2 months. Because I was too confused as to how you dragged me for 1 year. That confusion led me to that, no. Yeah.
Well, for me though, I think me, I'm just, Baba, don't break off my head before I even break off with you.
Most ladies are like that, actually.
Like, see, I could still be in that relationship with you 6 months. We are still
deep down your heart, you know,
but 5 years ago, we are done. Mentally, we are done. Yeah. You know, but there are some that the guy will break up with you that you're not expecting the break up. That one, they pain. You go to ask it. What did I do? Can we talk about it? Yeah, but I don't do that. Anybody that choose to say,
I remember my ex.
I tell him.
Oh, okay, no, you guys are saying.
No, continue.
Like I said, moving on, like how long it takes. I'm always wondering the breakups. And it's usually, see, before I leave a relationship, like mentally, emotionally, I'm no longer there. So I'm just like setting traps for you. God forgive me for this thing. Because I'm just setting traps for you, looking for a way out. Because honestly, to be honest, like I feel like the guys that I've broken up with, like when I'm being honest with my like judgment, and it's not as if some of them really deserved it. Like it will just get to a point, like in my mind, I was just like, you know what, like I don't, like I've left this relationship, so I will now be like trapping, like waiting for an opportunity, like something to
just be picking fights.
Yes, just for it to happen for me to be able to hold on to that thing and be like, you might just the one tiny thing, you know, the guy will not be like begging and begging and be like, ah, what did I do? Just this small thing, please. But I've left that relationship for like long ago.
Okay, so can we talk about moving on from under our parent? It means be independence, like
I'm still living
on that. It's not about leaving. No, no, it's about, I'm talking about decision. I'm talking about decision making. I'm not talking about whether you're living with your parents or
it.
Anything. For me, me make decision. They may have seen you, Baba. I'm feeling ill, Uncle. Okay, I want to live my life. No, I'm talking about independence, living. Okay, I want to start working. I want to start making my own money.
Okay.
You know. At what point did you people say, okay, I have a boyfriend. You cannot tell me not to have a boyfriend.
I don't think there was ever a time when...
Uncle, my father did.
Yeah, there was.
No, when
my dad did.
You know, when you're in secondary school now, I think it's a normal thing. Kill on work, you know, anyways. But then, I don't know how people do it, but... Oh, normal, secondary school, obviously. Killing your own boyfriend, shit. But then when you're in university...
My boyfriend.
No, I'm not saying...
My mother made me promise I will not date anybody in
university. Are you serious?
Yes. Ask any
baby. It was when I started 7. That was when my mom asked me, who is the...
Yeah, so you see? Different strokes.
It wasn't until maybe 4 years ago that my mom started reminding me that I'm no longer a kid, you. I was like, what changed? Like, just when I was still around, like, 22, 23, you were always telling me, hey, you sure are fucking real. Still focus on your future. This, now you're actually telling me that to bring a man home and all those things. So,
our parents are very funny people. It's almost like they expect that the moment they turn that switch off,
yeah,
the man was just thrown down,
down.
Guy, is that how you used to work in your own time?
No, but the other time, well,
they cannot just accept it that okay, your child, like,
yeah, is grown, yeah,
under a guy. That's
he's on that.
Especially guys like dads, they
they can't just figure that.
Or even on your wedding day, they are still like, my daughter, like
somebody wanna screw at this.
But they know that they know that their mind that okay, like he's legally allowed to do it, like that is right and everything. But dating, like, dads don't like it at all.
Okay, so let me throw in, because our time has gone, so let me throw in this last one. Now I won't talk about toxic relationship.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
At what? Of course, I was definitely going to talk about toxic relationship. See, there's emotional toxic relationship, there's physical one. So at what point should a woman say,
otito,
let me carry my kaya, my bag, my Versace, my Olashi, and go to my father's house, or move on with my life?
I don't take bullshit.
Wait,
I cannot even wait till that.
I'm an kid again. So like when it comes, okay, sorry, but I feel like I don't want to know the type of abuse it is. Whether emotional, they should not even reach physical. Anyways, physical is like out of it. But then emotional, whatever way people call it, or God, it's not even reach. You do it to us like this. I don't get. We are both back together, so I, you know what.
You cannot reach up to that point.
And I feel
you can't belittle to me.
And I feel like once you start accepting, once you accept it once, second time, until you are in for it. In fact, they'll start manipulating you so much that you said you will not know when you will not calm down.
I'm just starting to be gentle.
I just feel like there is like so much we can all take. Like, it will sure get to a point that you know that you don't have the strength to deal with all those things again.
Shall I tell you something? I feel like by the time it gets to that point of where you can't take it anymore, you've gone into deep.
I'm not saying like you have to go into deep, like what we said before.
Okay, at what point? Okay, let's say for example, right? You have someone who is constantly manipulating you, bullying you, lying to you, like shit. Making you feel like you are nothing to him. Okay, well, let's say you are dating January to December. Mm-hmm. Between January to December,
do you want to go? For everybody, it depends. Like, we all have our
breaking points. Okay.
Yes, for tolerance.
Okay.
Like some people, the moment you do it,
personally, between January and December, choose a month.
Like, you are done.
Honestly, me, I don't like stress. Okay. But I feel like I have this tolerance, and a little bit of tolerance. Mm-hmm. In a sense, for me, I feel like mine is kind of like a gauge. Like every time that happens, like there's something dies inside of me.
So that means you will get to December now.
I don't necessarily need to get. I don't think you understand this. Like, okay, like let me just put it in this kind of thought. I've not been in a situation by maybe beating, but toxic relationship for me that I've experienced. Like we're always arguing and fighting. Like fighting normal. I've not even had maybe physical kind of confrontation with
them. No, but
I'm just saying, like, those fights, like, where we argue and everything, like, so it gets to me, like, gradually, it gets to a point that I'm like, no, I'm tired of arguing.
Aisha, let me ask you. January to December, a guy is manipulating you, treating you bad, kinikon. Between January and December, let's imagine January and December is the lifespan of the relationship. What month would you say, oh yeah, I'm packing my load, I'm out?
Why didn't you ask me what month will I kill him?
You're not killing Jesus. Amen. What's that saying?
Okay. So.
I don't even know, to be honest. I'm not going to answer that question because I'm not going to answer it honestly.
Okay.
I'm not going to answer it honestly.
Yes, okay.
So I
cannot
answer the question.
Okay, so Nana, you
call. Well, you can manipulate me, but you can't manipulate me for too long.
Mm.
So when you do it once, maybe I'll be like, okay, maybe it's not manipulation. Maybe it's manipulation. Let me see. And then you do it the second time. I'm out.
So that means between January and December?
If you are lucky, max 4 months.
April.
God bless you. That's my month.
That's my girl. So yeah, me see you too. Between January and December.
3 months,
baby. Oh, she March.
April
1st. You see, for me,
I think for you, I'm even surprised that April.
You see, for me. I'm very patient. Magwa birthday gift, you know me one.
That's why I say pre-force.
See, for me, I'm very patient, though. No. I know how to check out, but in the middle of that, who manipulates me? When she go to your goshi. Me not need strategy to me now.
Yeah.
Nobody's stupid, except you want to be stupid.
I think there's a height of it.
You know.
There's a height of it.
I tell people that emotional, violence. I've already called that thing.
Agree with you on what you said.
Yes, you have to pick your poison because every relationship we have,
it's not everybody.
We all have previous relationship. There's different
whether we like it
bumps.
Or not. Share your understanding about all that. So I gave it a year. Like okay, when you do now, let me even see a year. And once that year, before that year, I think when it was 6 months. I've started moving on.
Withdrawing.
So when it was a year, you just did something stupid. Okay.
Why
Felicia? Like, I mean, it's like she said, there are certain levels to this thing.
Yeah.
I have been in situations where 3 months. You know now, 3 months. Yeah, I dated relationship, and I was getting name it. What did I not get in that relationship? Yeah. In 3 months' time, I just told him. I said, "Do you want to break up?" He thought it was a joke. I said, "Do you want to break up?" I cried though after I ended this call, but I felt relieved, and I was getting a lot from the relationship. But I've also done a situation where I did it for 6 months. I've done where I did it for a year. So it varies.
I think it varies on different people as well.
So it varies.
Wow. Let me oh well, this one it's deep gone. Okay, so let's just end it this way, right? So moving on is not as easy as, you know, we're just making it sound all fun and stuff. It's not really as easy as we think. To be honest, some of us will cry, some of us will do hardcore, some of us will lurk through their Instagram page. Some of us, first all like me, I block motherfucking down. If I block you, mute you, restrict you, everyone, you block it. The one thing about me, how I easily move on is I block. When I block, that's it. I block, I delete your number. I mean, I'm not like Odun. Odun man cram number, sorry. Me, I can't cram number. I can't.
I'm used to
it. I don't even know my own phone number fully. Like, she knows my phone number.
I call you a lot, and I know my number. Mm-hmm.
So.
And that's the thing that I started doing too. It was either you or you that told me that thing. Once we break up, I will delete your number.
That's it. Block.
Except it helps you. It wasn't a bad breakup.
Yeah.
If it was not a bad breakup, then I don't see any reason why she would delete your number. If it was a bad one, I would delete it though.
Yeah.
Then if I can't take it too far, I'll block you so that if you call me, I will not know.
I think we all, I feel like a lot of people have learned how to move on from all sort of shit, especially disappointments, not just even in relationship alone, you know, in work, business, with your colleague, with your friends. So many friends I've had before that. I'm gonna move on, man. Y'all are toxic. I don't want to be around no toxic person. I mean, what was the reason?
What was the reason
for being toxic in friendship? What was the reason?
In friendship.
Oh, you've not seen some toxic friend? I can name one person, but I will not name her name.
I've moved on from friendships before. I do not know that I could. A lot of people still don't know that I've moved on from that friendship.
I think friendship is, I moved on before I even stopped seeing that person. I also think that you learn how to move on over time.
I don't know about everybody, but I feel like you learn how to move on over time.
Yeah, yeah.
So the first relationship, it may not be easy for you to move on as quickly. Mm-hmm. By that, you already have a little practice. By the next relationship, you've gotten some practice from before.
Mm.
I don't know how many relationships you have and everything, but what I'm trying to say is, for instance now, if I decide that I want to break up with, say I'm dating somebody now, and I want to break up with that person now, and I have to move on, it will not take me as long as it took me with the last person.
Of course, because you're not mature.
If it's still taking you that long,
there's something.
What have you been doing with your life?
Yeah, emotional wreck.
You learn over time.
Okay. Let me just throw in one question because we need to go like 2 minutes in. Imagine you've been married for 10, 15 years. You have kids.
Yeah.
And then you divorce your husband. How do you move
that's,
on?
That's very different too.
How do you move? Because almost Baba will say, I want to come and see my kid. I'm like, well,
at that point, I'm sure you've forgotten how to move on since.
Exactly. Yeah, you know,
you forgot how to move on. Experience again.
Yeah.
That was boyfriend.
At 15
years. Yeah. Hey. And then you I have a feeling you will cry. You'll be shattered. There are a lot of.
Will always be a tie. Like,
they'll ask you, all these things.
Man, I don't want to start
that
your life
only
again.
God, like,
you know, so,
can I say something?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll
think so deep though.
We have to, man. We have to because
man, I haven't sat down
because I keep looking
that.
At
I,
know, I keep looking at people like 20 years later. You guys are breaking up. I'm like, okay, kill and wolf for 20
years.
Well,
at that point, really, if not
what
because devil is following them, I'm sorry, no, whatever you could tolerate still for 20 years.
Why can't you tolerate
can this?
So this way, I see it. In everything that you do, if you're giving it time, you have a target.
Yeah.
No, some people have targets in mind. Okay. Like I said, some people will say, I want my child to finish SS3.
Okay.
Then I'll go.
Mm.
That's why they were tolerating. It wasn't because they enjoyed it. They did not enjoy
it. So they're doing it for a reason.
So they're doing it for a reason. Mm. That there are people like that. So I'm going to give you an example. I know our time is almost up.
Yeah.
You know, when I was younger, I was a pain in the ass. I don't know how my mom cooked. Because I would randomly just go. So when is daddy's birthday now? Like, why are you asking me that?
Okay,
what? So when is Kineko? Why are you asking me that? So I can imagine the kind of torture it would have been for her. Mm. I don't know what the separation was like. Mm. I don't know who said what. I don't know who ran away from where.
Mm.
I don't have all those details. But I can't imagine that it would have been okay with her hearing constantly hearing the questions. But then I grew up and I realized, oh my God, I try.
Should I apologize?
First things first, I looked exactly like the guy.
Mm. Oh.
So it would have been painful. Then I'll now be torturing you with questions again.
Okay.
Just like me.
Then let me not go into.
And she never took it out on you.
She didn't take it out on me.
Oh.
She didn't take it out on me. As a child, I even did something to betray her after taking care of me for so long. Only God knows how she must have felt. I grew up and I thought, about she won't come back for me. Oh my do me. I just can't take it out on you. Only God knows how she felt. It is not easy.
I need to catch him. I can't really cry.
There are people who just stay because of the kids.
You know, people do.
Yeah.
But I think it hurts. I think there's a level of that tolerance.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
I don't know whether he's listening to this or whatever the person is going through, but please, when an abusive relationship or abusive marriage. Please don't stay because of the kids. The kids are not going to, what's it called?
They'll be
have
fine.
To take care of them.
Yeah, when, if we die.
So I feel like if you tolerate something for like how many years, 20 years, because of kids, I feel like part of you has already moved on.
Yeah.
So you necessarily don't even need to move on after 20 years. So
yeah, just leave.
So go love. I've moved. So yeah. There's no reason to move on.
Kids are even grown.
I think there's not much to hold on to.
Because my mom is a single mother. She. We watched what she used to say then, because I told you, no bogon. But anyway, I think they always plan it.
Mm-hmm.
She had been planning it mentally, financially. Like,
oh, yeah. Financially is actually
very important.
Even before she said, oh, it's time.
Women are very smart and calculative.
So most of it's always financially sometimes. Like, most
apart from children. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, guys, I'm so happy that you guys actually put in one or two things. Tonight, I just learned, I learned some certain things. I learned that Yemisin is hardcore. I learned that Odun has zero emotions.
Yeah.
I learned that Nana can be between a stone cold human being and a human. I learned that you are still emotional and very emotional, but stronger than before. I'm proud of you from deep down.
In my feelings.
My feelings. And Mosu, I learned that only endure,
roots are both of you. Roots,
roots.
Oh, normal, it's normal. CACBP.
Yeah. I like that for you. You are a lover girl.
Which is amazing.
You touch my soul.
But I'm the one that is always...
Like, but it's amazing.
And you still touch my soul.
More nicknames. Someone call me. We have to break her name.
Yeah.
She's not emotional, but she uses that
brain. It's my mom that used to help me to chase all the guys away. Like... You'll come at me now.
All right, we get it. Anyway, it was actually nice and wonderful having this episode. Thank you so much for coming, ladies.
You're welcome.
Hey, Rudsha, I was expecting. Anyway, this is the end of this episode, and there will be another episode with these girls here. I want to really wear my powder. It's okay. Alrighty. So, see you guys next time. Please don't forget to listen to other episodes. And do not forget to follow us on Instagram at @mayitalk_. And also, you can listen on other platforms. And have a wonderful time. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.